gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome to Hold My Bev. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, Indiana Jones. DTF.
Hello.
Well, Dylan, we just got our hearts broken in this Monday night football game.
Yeah, some would say.
Yeah. I had two parlays tonight, and both of them hit in the first half. All I needed was a San Francisco 49ers money line. Folded. Brock Purdy looked like he was shitting his pants that whole fourth quarter.
Yeah, he's a fraud.
Like, I don't know what he was seeing. That especially that last pass, that last interception is what threw me. The first one was bad enough. Like, the first one, even the announcers were talking about, it didn't matter if his receiver rerouted, he wasn't going to catch that.
No.
It was, like, way thrown, like, out of reach.
I don't know what he was doing there.
And then the last one, I don't know if he was just banking that he could hover it over that safety. I don't know. I don't remember if it was a safety or a corner that was sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he was thinking. Because he was not open, and he just kind of lollipopped it up there.
Yeah, and what happened to him throwing to Ayuk? He threw it to him five times in the first half, and then nothing in the second half.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. McCaffrey had a good game, though. I don't know why they stopped going to him, even. You know, even if you have to line him up on the line of scrimmage rather than in the backfield, I mean, it's your best player at the end of the day. It's your best offensive player. I don't know. Vikings look good, though. I'll give them that. Jordan Addison had a spectacular night. I got greedy and made a live bet, though, and I regret it. Because he was 1 yard short of 125 yards.
I was tempted to bet either McCaffrey or Addison to get three touchdowns.
I got antsy at one point, but I thank God it timed out before it let me do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, not good.
Night. Yeah, what a bad night. great for Vikings fans. I'll give it to them. But
yeah, I mean, hey, they deserve it.
Oh, they absolutely did deserve it. That Kirk played good. Their offense being down their best player.
Kirk literally played great.
Yeah. Yeah, the primetime thing is not a thing anymore, I don't feel like. I don't feel like he's been shying away on primetime. And if anything, he stepped up, and Brock Purdy looked like everyone said that Kirk Cousins looks like on primetime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot to say about this game. I'm pissed. Now, Brock Purdy confirmed fraud.
I would say he was put into a good system. Does that make him a system quarterback? Probably not. But I don't.
I think he is. I've always thought that he was, though. He has a good arm and good accuracy. Tonight he didn't show it, but
I'm just so disappointed.
Yeah.
But, hey, that's 2 weeks in a row.
That is 2 weeks in a row. I thought he played better than he did against Cleveland, but he just can't disappear.
Yeah.
Completely disappeared in the second half.
When you've got the ball with a minute left, that's like prime time to prove yourself.
Well, that and the Vikings missed a field goal. Like, you got better field opportunity. You weren't going to have to go for two. All you had to do was get in the end zone, which I know is easier said than done, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. You basically had all the momentum to go do it, and just never happened.
Mm-mm. Well, I did a no sweat for both of mine, and I just turned around to put it on something for tomorrow. And I'm doing over Jokic 9.5 assists and over Austin Reeves 1.5 three pointers made. It was plus 210. And so,
yeah, it's crazy that NBA season's back already tomorrow.
I know.
The only thing getting more options.
Yeah.
I actually didn't put a bet on, I put a bet on a game tomorrow, but not the Lakers game. I started off doing that and I decided that I was going to put a bet on the Suns game. Suns versus nice. Warriors. I have Steph.
I was afraid.
I have Steph getting 25, KD 20, Jokic, or Nurkic getting 6 rebounds, Curry 4 three-pointers, Booker 2 three-pointers, and Bradley Beal 15 points.
I was scared to bet on that game because it's going to be one way or the other. But I do have a game that I'm betting on tomorrow. Other than what I just said, I've got a small parlay that's going to be Cavaliers money line and Nuggets money line.
Okay, okay.
Just for fun.
Do they have the Cavs as the dogs?
No, I just picked two favorites because it was plus odds.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited though for NBA season though.
It's going to be a good one. I'm also looking forward to getting back into it. Did you see there's a new sign out front of the Sherwin Building out in Cleveland?
No, I haven't.
It says, I think it says for the land, but for is spelled F-O-U-R. And it's got Evan Mobley, I think Jared Allen, Donovan Mitchell, and Darius Garland on it.
Oh, that's sick. Are you talking about where the Whitney Field used to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it's not fake. I think it was real, though.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
I'm still debating on whether I'm going Friday or not.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to go yet. Yeah, I'll find a good time to go.
Yeah.
I wanted to point out that my shirt ended up helping me a little bit. Diamondbacks ended up forcing game 7.
Yeah. Yeah, my jersey. I pulled it out too late.
Looks like the Texas Rangers will be heading to the World Series to play the winner of the Diamondbacks and Phillies in game 7.
Yeah, it beats the Astros.
Oh, this is the perfect outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means
Rangers. I love the jerseys. I've always loved the jerseys. So,
yeah, tomorrow we've got Game 7 in Philadelphia. It's gonna be really tough to come out when.
Yeah, it's hard to play in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Cavs don't play till Wednesday, but they're the 2.5 point favorites.
Yeah, I think they can beat the Nets on the road.
Yeah, for sure. They got Suns and Warriors even right now.
Yeah, I could see it. I think the Suns are better, but
mm-hmm.
You never know with the Warriors and Steph Curry.
Good old Steph Curry.
I'm too sad to talk about the Monday night game.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing we've got a bunch of other games to talk about here coming shortly. We did pre-tape today's episode, so when you get to it, just note that I
prematurely said the 49ers won.
Yeah, and expected Ayuk to score a touchdown. Yeah. That was bad karma.
Yeah.
Some would say that it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Everybody agrees.
Everybody hates Dylan. But yeah.
So pissed.
Yeah, I can't get over it. I'm ready for bed. Well,
Well,
yeah.
please enjoy this ad. And then when we come back, we've got the Sunday slate for you. Find out how my trip was to Indianapolis to watch the Browns take on the Colts and more.
20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Nick Chubb! He's got a hat trick!
You gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DT.
And we're back from the break. Remember that Anchor is free, even though we don't have an Anchor ad anymore.
Yeah, isn't that
just
crazy?
Remember that.
We used to, what, we were going in, what, two and a half years of Anchor is free?
Yes, Anchor is free, and Palpatine somehow returned.
Oh, what a throwback. But yes. Yeah, we got so much to talk about. Obviously, Monday Night Football just ended. What a game by the 49ers. Can't believe Ayuk ended up with that touchdown. Crazy. We are pre-recording the second half of the show, so when you get to this part, we're time traveling. But Brandon, what a weekend. Absolutely crazy weekend. I can't even begin to describe how cool it was in Indianapolis going to the Browns-Colts game. I definitely had to put my hood on as I was walking out of the stadium to hide from the Colts fans, because I thought I was going to get killed for being a Browns fan dealing with what we just encountered.
Well, that, and you were wearing Colts apparel.
That was only because in the opening minutes of us getting to Indianapolis, Gabby's cousin informed us that she, well, she works for the Colts, so she had access for us to go down on the field and hold the American flag during the national anthem. So what an honor for us to go down and be a part of the Star Spangled Banner. But the catch was we couldn't wear our Browns gear. Since it was a Colts home game, we had to wear Colts gear. So they gave us Colts, generic Colts t-shirts.
Yeah. Did you get to keep them at least? Cool.
Yeah, we got to keep them. It was sweet. And they gave us these cool, I don't know where mine is, but they gave us these cool rally towels that was in the shape of a jersey, and it says Colts, and I think 00 on it. So have that for the memorabilia. But yeah, what a trip. Definitely didn't expect Deshaun to stink so bad that opening drive. Didn't expect the over to hit on a Browns Colts game. Didn't expect the Browns to win after the way we played and the way PJ Walker was playing. I missed the opening touchdown by Jerome Ford. We missed actually both opening touchdowns by him and by the Minshew throw. Was it to Downs?
Yes.
Yeah, it was
a 59-yard bomb.
We were just coming back in the tunnel from the national anthem, and I checked my phone and it said 7-0, and then I refreshed it. I said 7-7. I'm like, the game just started. Like, I couldn't believe that we missed that much in that little time. But
yeah, no, it was crazy. It was crazy. I kid you not, I went to go take a poop. I came back. We're up 7-0. I'm like, so I missed it as well.
Well, I got to watch the rest of the game, and the rest of the game was kind of insane. I don't think I've ever seen a performance by Myles Garrett like that. That was one of the coolest things to see, him jumping over the line and blocking that punt or field goal. And then the strip sack fumble in the end zone was just beautiful. It was just, if it wasn't for Myles Garrett, the score would have looked a lot different, I think, in that game.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He was balling out. And, you know, if he had more games like that, not that he doesn't have great games, but if he had more games like that, like, he'd be Defensive Player of the Year, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you enjoy college football on Saturday?
I did a lot more than I thought I would. I thought Ohio State was going to lose and that was going to ruin my day. And
yeah, that
it kind of looked like they should have lost. I saw the touchdown they got called back from Penn State. That would have been a defensive touchdown.
Yep.
I saw someone lost a bet on that. They put $100 on a Penn State defensive touchdown that would have won them 4,600 and it got called back.
Wow.
It was kind of, if even from a Buckeyes fan, it was kind of a bogus call. But, you know, we'll take it.
Yeah. We got to Indy right around the time that we were in the third quarter, I believe. And I had placed a bet for Ohio State and Penn State to go over. And when I got to Indy, Gabby's cousin's boyfriend said, oh, I could have told you a mid-season Big Ten matchup was going to be under all the way. And I was very disappointed to see my bet lose. But then I remembered I did a no sweat. So that worked out and I got my money back. But that was when I was texting you to place a bet for me, which I don't know if we legally can do that. But I thought maybe if you just knew my information, you could log into my account. I don't know how that works. But
yeah, legally, this is off the record, as it's on the record.
Yeah, but like, how does that work?
I mean, like, it didn't end up panning out, but
well, it ended up working out in my favor, which I'll explain here in a bit. So Saturday was not profitable for me. I found out that I can't gamble on Fanatic Sportsbook in Indiana, and that was the sportsbook that had the most cash on hand. So I had to gamble on DraftKings, and I had a fun little bet on DraftKings for Iowa, and then the Iowa punt return got called back, and that screwed me. So Saturday was not great. I had a great time in Indy, but gambling-wise was not great. So I had to turn around and do something on Sunday, and wasn't able to get you to log into my account to put it on the Detroit money line, which I'm so glad.
Yeah, be glad you didn't do that one.
Yeah, we'll get into all the game recaps here. But first and foremost, I just want to say that it was like a sign from above that that didn't work out, because once I realized I wasn't going to be able to do a bet, I just kind of said, all right, you know what? I'll just place a bet for Sunday Night Football. I'll be back in Ohio by 7:45 to where I could place a bet real quick. So what I did was we stopped at the gas station in Ohio to get gas, and I placed a bet with my bonus bet for Tyreek Hill anytime and Jalen Hurts 20-plus alt rushing yards. And we're on the highway on the way home, and it's pitch black out. Gabby and I are driving, and we look up in the sky. A shooting star went by. It was the craziest thing. And I go, oh, a shooting star. I said, that's good luck. And Gabby goes, well, we need some good luck right now. And then I get home, and that bet hit, and I was like, got all my money back. There we go. I was like, that had to be my good luck. That had to be the sign from above letting me know that everything was going to be okay.
Yeah, I can't say I can relate on that one. I had a couple of winnings, but not enough to make me positive on the day. Just two of these bets would have quadrupled my money, and it was so close to happening. So my first bet was on the Browns game, which I should have learned my lesson. Don't bet on your favorite team. But had a gut feeling Browns were going to get a defensive touchdown. I had Browns defensive touchdown anytime. I had Jerome Ford touchdown, Kareem Hunt touchdown. I needed Amari Cooper to get 25 receiving yards.
And he did nothing.
I thought that was going to be the easiest one. He had one catch for 13 yards.
Wow.
$450.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And then this one even felt worse, honestly. This one, it wasn't as big of a win, but it was just like, oh, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. I had a four-legger for the 1 o'clock games. I had Diggs touchdown and Diggs 60-plus yards, and she got 58. Because they scored a touchdown too soon. Saquon 60 rushing yards and Chris Godwin 50 plus receiving yards. Everyone hit but Diggs receiving yards.
That's just the way it goes.
And, it just gets worse. That one's probably the worst one, but this one's pretty bad too. AJ Brown, 90 plus yards for Sunday Night Football. Tyreek Hill, anytime touchdown. And DeAndre Swift, anytime touchdown. And if you watch the end of that game, he could have gotten a goddamn touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That one really hurt. I was texting you. I'm like, just I hope they keep Swift in the game. And then he went down like right at the 5 yard line. And Gainwell got the touchdown.
That was a cool spin move, though.
Yeah, I'll give him that. It was a cool run. I'll lose an honor on that one. I did, however, win the first touchdown score of last night, Dallas Goedert. I threw that bet in. I just had a gut feeling. National Tight Ends Day. Just seems like a holiday that Sirianni would celebrate. So I had a gut feeling it was going to be Dallas Goedert.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also, since they're my second team, I don't mind betting a little bit against them. I had Tua under 271 passing yards and under 28 completions.
Hmm. Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, not big wins, but, you know, it's the little ones that help add it up to bring it back to life.
Well, speaking of your Dolphins, they were just announced to be the Hard Knocks midseason team coming later this fall. That's pretty cool.
That's going to be an interesting group to have, too.
I think
you're going to have Tyreek. You're going to have Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
You're going to hear Tua. He'll probably talk about his concussions from last season. I guarantee that'll be a huge deal.
Mike McDaniel on the referee missed calls.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel.
Did you see him go off today on Twitter?
I didn't see him go off.
He was going off on Twitter and was like, here's a thread of all the penalties you missed. And I was like, oh my God.
They did miss a lot last night.
Oh, yeah, like that blatant face mask move. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have Jalen Ramsey. I keep forgetting he's on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Christian Wilkins is one of the funniest players in the NFL, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that. Do you know when that starts?
Usually like week 10, because it's always like a push to the playoffs.
Okay.
Week 10 or week 12, I would imagine it's going to be somewhere along the lines of like 6 to 8 episodes of them pushing to the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. A little bit after the trade deadline.
Yeah, because last season with the Cardinals, it was like week 12.
But it was right at, yeah. It was right after Watt announced his retirement, right?
It was, that was, yeah, that was the episode. Yeah. So everything was just about Watt. And the year before, that was the Colts. And that was week 10. And they had a lot to talk about because they were like 1-5 to start, if I remember. And then they ended up going like, they won like 5 or 6 games in a row. I can't remember, but they ended up making the playoffs with Carson Wentz. Wasn't that the year? It was 2 years ago, I think.
No, they just fell short of the playoffs.
Right, they fell short because of the game against the Jaguars, wasn't it?
Yeah, all they had to do was win that game against the Jaguars, and Carson Wentz played terrible. He was playing he was playing solid up till then. Like, not amazing, but...
Wasn't that the Urban Meyer year? Wasn't that Trevor Lawrence's rookie year?
Yes. Yeah. The Jaguars were horrible.
Yeah. Funny how things work like that. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love Hard Knocks, so that'll be fun. It was great this year with the Jets. Hopefully there's not going to be, like, a Hard Knocks curse from now on, like, with Aaron Rodgers going down.
Yeah.
And Kyler Murray, too, because Kyler Murray went down in one of the episodes.
Yeah, that is true.
And nothing happened for the Colts. I'm just trying to think back. So hopefully there's not a curse.
Yeah, because that was the year Jonathan Taylor went off.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we got breaking news. The Eagles are trading for Titans safety. Kevin, is it Byard or Bird?
Byard.
Kevin Byard. Did you see the trade details yet or no?
Yeah, so they traded Terrell Edmonds, who they just signed this year from Pittsburgh, A fifth round pick and a sixth round pick, which I take that deal any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have quite a bit of breaking news that just happened in the last 3 minutes. Holy crap. We also just got announced that Jerome Ford's is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks with the high ankle sprain. And then Giannis signs a record extension with the Bucks.
All right. Bucks to the finals.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, when Jerome Ford went down, I just kept looking at myself in the mirror going, what is this Browns team doing to you? Why do they keep teasing you with these wins? We should not have beat the 49ers and we should not have beat the Colts. We're going to go to Seattle now. And I'm going to think we have a chance. There is no shot that we're walking into Seattle and winning with the roster we have right now on offense against Seattle's defense.
The way that they're playing right now, I mean, their quarterback, it's their defense that worries me. If they can get at least 70% of Geno, then yeah, I'll believe they'll win. But
yeah. Is Drew Lock set to play right now?
I don't know about that. I just know that Geno's been struggling. Did Geno get hurt?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you. But yeah, I know he's been struggling.
Yeah, I was just gonna say I didn't think.
Did JSN get his first touchdown?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's finally getting some more usage.
That's good. Speaking of usage, and this is the last thing I'll say before we really get into the games. Bijan Robinson. What's going on in Atlanta?
What's going on?
There's something going on.
Yeah, there it's getting investigated right now, actually.
Yeah, I have a feeling that there's something going on between the NFL and sports books that are partnered with the NFL. Obviously, everybody thinks the NFL is rigged. Obviously, everybody thinks there's a script. What's not so looked at in depth are the sports books that are now being plastered all over social media, all over the stadiums. Everywhere I walked at Lucas Oil Stadium was Caesar Rewards. Everywhere you walk in Cleveland Browns Stadium is FanDuel. Anywhere you look on social media, the Browns. Actually, I can't be quoted on this. I don't know what the Browns, but the Commanders I saw posted a photo of, like, you know, today's game at 1 o'clock or whatever. And then it literally said the over under presented by FanDuel or DraftKings. And it's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, something's fishy.
I just don't think that the teams themselves should be posting gambling. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't agree with it at all. I don't agree with it at all. It's one thing if you have like a player in a commercial or something, whatever, you paid them to be in that commercial. If they want to do it, that's fine. But
I don't know.
To have the teams post it, that's kind of.
Here's my thing. If you're going to have players in the NFL and other sports teams and other leagues, if they cannot gamble on their own sport, I don't think that they should be allowed to be a like sponsor partner of a gambling business. I don't think it's right for someone to go on and be the face of FanDuel, because then it, I don't know, does it, I mean, is it the same as an athlete being represented by Pepsi? And, you know, we're told that you shouldn't drink soda because it's bad for you, but this athlete is the sponsor for it, but the athlete probably doesn't even drink Pepsi. I don't know. Like, I know it's completely like not apples to apples, but that's the way that my brain thinks in the marketing world. If the athletes can't gamble on sports, why should they be the face of the gambling? I don't know.
Sorry about that, guys. I had to edit that. My mic somehow managed to turn off. But I see where you're coming from on that. But I don't necessarily think it's such a bad thing. I think it's just more of an attention grab than anything. It's like, oh, here's Travis Kelce on the TV right now. Oh, here's Patrick Mahomes. You know, it's just a big attention grab. But I see where you're coming from, too. I don't necessarily think that that's the right move. I think they should be going more with, you know, how FanDuel, or no, it was DraftKings that did Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's retired.
Yeah. It should be like retired players.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, how does Bijan Robinson have a pregame illness or sickness or whatever that is going to make him unable to play until 33 seconds left in the game to then just get a 3-yard up the gut carry to just put him on the stat line? That doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah, no, I don't really get it because he wasn't on the injury report at all. We knew nothing about it. Like, I didn't get the point of, you know, hiding it or anything.
I mean, was he just having a Lamar game? Did he have to shit himself, like, for three quarters?
I was going to say, he was pulling a Paul Pierce.
Yeah. I just don't understand why you even allow him to play one play. Why would you even dress if you're sick? Something's up there.
Yeah.
But let's get into the games. We talked about the Browns-Colts already. Browns upset. Well, I wouldn't even say upset because we were the favorites. But we go on the road to the Colts to beat them 39-38. There were a lot of upsets, though, this week. I was upset because I bet on the Lions, and the Lions got their asses handed to them. Ravens looked really good. 38-6. They just... Lions had nothing. No answer.
Yeah, none at all. Did you see that video of Amon-Ra St. Brown getting bodied?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I don't know why he went for him high.
Yeah, that's like how you get injured.
Yeah, he literally set himself up for failure on that one.
Lamar had like 200 and some passing yards in the first half. That was just disgusting.
Yeah.
Obviously when I'm at games every other week, I miss all the 1 o'clock games. So I don't have a lot to go on, from watching them, but sitting in the stands, checking my phone, refreshing every 2 seconds, it felt like every time I refreshed my phone, the score went up. Like when I saw that it was like, I think it was like 28-0. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. It was an ass kicking for sure.
So 38-6. Now, Bills travel to New England. I really had this circled as an easy lock for the Bills. And they yet again are playing at the level of their opponent. The Patriots walk away with a win 29-25. How is this possible?
Did you see the ending of the game?
I saw that they went up 25 to what, 22? What happened?
They went up 25-23. I don't think they kicked the extra point because they got the touchdown as time expired.
Gotcha.
Basically, Bills drove all the way down. This is when I got my 58 yards. I'm like, okay, I just needed one catch. Throws a touchdown. Doesn't get the 2 yards. I'm like, okay, I hope they lose now. Patriots just start marching down the field. I remember I got so happy that the Bills lost. I'm like, you know what? That's what they get for not getting Stephon Diggs the extra 2 yards to make it 60. So, fuck the Bills.
Yeah, I have a feeling that a lot of the players are going to be frustrated. Stephon Diggs mostly. With Josh Allen, his leadership. I mean, are they the worst 4-2 team right now?
No, that's the Steelers.
Yeah, I was waiting for that because I knew it wasn't the answer, but I just had to ask.
Yeah, no, that's the Steelers, 1,000%.
Giants host the Commanders, 14-7 Giants. Can't say I saw that one coming. Tyrod Taylor looks good. Is he better than Daniel Jones?
Much better. Much better.
What the hell is going on with Sam Howell?
I mean, you got to think this is his first full season getting reps. I mean, he's going to be a project. He's going to be, you know, something to work with a little bit. I don't expect too much from him this season. I think we'll see flashes like we've already seen a couple of times this season, and you know, next season will be the main determinant on whether he's going to be their franchise or not.
Yeah, that game, I remember hearing that, I believe it was Magic Johnson said that we just got to score more than 7 points or something. Is it Magic Johnson or Ron Rivera? But somebody was just saying, like, look, got to be able to score more than 7 points.
Yeah.
I think the next game here was the game that surprised me the most. We had a rookie quarterback, undrafted rookie quarterback from a D2 college in the Bears, starting in place for Justin Fields and playing against a chippy Raiders team.
That's who also cool. had a Brian Hoyer at quarterback.
Yes. Now, the Bears won 30-12. The Bears also caught 3 interceptions and ran one back, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Brian Hoyer.
The 30 points threw me off guard.
The Brian Hoyer wasn't that bad that I remember. I can't believe he played that bad against the Bears.
Well, I think they started O'Connell at first, if I'm not mistaken. Let me double check this.
Are you sure? Because I thought it was Hoyer then McConnell.
Okay, maybe you're right then. Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, hey, Foreman, what a clutch third stringer for Foreman to come in and to get 3 touchdowns. What a solid pickup.
Oh, yeah. If you had him on your fantasy team, you're golden.
Yeah. We were getting ready to go to the game, the Browns game, and Gabby's cousin's boyfriend asked me, do I start Foreman or do I start? And I can't remember who the other person was now. And I said, oh, don't go for Foreman. I said, the Raiders defense is going to swallow him up. Well, guess what? Forgot about goal line. But I didn't think the Bears were going to get to the goal line. Holy shit. I mean, that rookie QB, he had to have played pretty well, did he not?
It looks like he played solid. I didn't really watch much on the game. I watched a little bit because my one buddy had a bet on Davante Adams and all he needed was a touchdown.
Mm.
Yeah, it looked like he played pretty solid. I mean, flashy, but a D2 quarterback that was undrafted, like 21 for 29, 162 yards, 1 touchdown.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Raiders just suck, and Josh McDaniels is not a head coach in the NFL.
Very bad.
Yeah. He could maybe be a coordinator, but not head coach.
This next game here was a coin flip, in my opinion. I know we talked a little bit about Bijan, but Falcons go into Buccaneers territory and pull off the win, the upset, 16-13. I truthfully had no hope in the Falcons, but I just think they're a quarterback away from being a playoff team.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I don't think they maybe one playing Ritter.
No, I think they shouldn't.
Why not try Heinicke?
Yeah, I mean, you signed him for a reason. I mean, you know, if Ritter's struggling, like, and it doesn't look like Ritter played that bad in this game. I mean, he didn't turn the ball over, but he also didn't really put points on the board. He got a rushing touchdown.
Every time they get into the red zone, they're not doing anything.
Yeah, and they got a solid O-line, too. Like, they got to use it while they have it. Like, don't just sit on Ritter and pass up an opportunity if you have one.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they will. I don't think they'll pass up an opportunity. All I know is I bet they are glad that they didn't get Deshaun.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
I also love that Kyle Pitts is finally starting to get a little bit more involved.
Yeah, the last 2 games, he's really, you know, you feel his presence on the field, which is nice.
Yeah, and I don't think it was ever a him thing, to be completely honest, because if you look, he barely gets targeted, but he's open all the time.
Yeah. Yep.
I just don't understand how that can be, like, missed so much.
Yeah. Yep. Moving on, we've got Pittsburgh at L.A., upsetting L.A. 24-17. The Steelers came in as underdogs and they pulled off the victory. Not a bad game from everybody. Puka looks nasty. I mean,
yeah.
8 for 154, but still not even being the highest receiving yards of the day is just insane.
Yeah, that was absolutely nuts. He had one crazy catch during that game too, and there was a controversial play at the end on fourth down that kind of sealed the deal, which a lot of people disagreed with. Wasn't quite as bad as the game last night, but still, I think this is one of those matchups that kind of swept under the rug, but it seems like it was a good game overall.
All right, Cardinals head off to Seattle to play the Seahawks. This was another coin flip game, in my opinion, but Seattle comes out on top 20-10. JSN gets his first touchdown. Got to be feeling good about that as a Ohio State fan. I mean, I feel like they've been underutilizing his talent, only coming out with 63 receiving yards, but excuse me. Got to be feeling good about that. Jake Bobo with a receiving touchdown too. Pretty good there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to make this clear. So you think that there's no way that the Seahawks beat us, but you think that the Seahawks versus the Cardinals is a coin flip?
It's a divisional matchup. I think a lot of divisional matchups are coin flips. Yeah. That's the only reason.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. I think we'll win next week. It just depends on who we have available.
I just hope we compete. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, I don't feel great about it, but I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic.
I think Kenneth Walker is going to run all over us. But
you know, you could be right. You could be right.
I don't know. I hope not, though. I hope we come out on top. I hope everything's good. We have a 5-2 record. That'd be great. But we'll see. So this next game was your potential tie of the week.
And it was so close.
It was so close. I had said 18-18. I don't remember what you said. But 19-17, the Broncos beat the Packers. What a game.
And the Broncos beat the 16-point curse.
Yes. Yes, they did. impressive by the Broncos. Nonetheless, the run game was great. I think, you know, if Russ has help in the rushing department, I think that opens up a lot more for him. And, I mean, he did have a carry for 21 yards. But Williams, McLaughlin, they did great. Russell didn't throw an INT, which is good. It was just good to see the Broncos do well. You know, we always root for our friends' teams, no matter how much we don't like that our friends root for other teams. But, you know, we don't fault them for it. The Packers suck. Like, the Packers absolutely suck.
Yeah, they need that team gutted. Just get whatever you can for them. Just start from scratch.
Yeah, I just, it's ugly watching them play. The running game sucks between A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. It's just very, very, like, they're, like, stuck in, like, the 2000s for some reason. I don't understand. They're stuck in the 2000s with a baby quarterback who is no level of Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers, and it will never be at that level.
Baby Gronk?
No.
What kills me about this is I remember when people were talking about Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon being a better duo than Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, and I would just like to pull that back.
Bullshit.
Up. Yeah.
How about this? There was not three, not four, not five, but six receivers in this game that had over 20 reception yards, but none broke 35.
Yeah, that's
and bad. Their highest receiving yards receiver was Romeo Doubs at 30 reception yards. It looks like there's a struggle to find the number one receiver in Green Bay.
Yeah, even with Christian Watson, like, he's I get he started off the season banged up, but I mean, you gotta do better than 3 catches for 27 yards.
Yeah. Yeah. Chargers go to Kansas City. Kansas City does what Kansas City does. They've won now 5 in a row.
Yes.
5 or 6? 5 in a row?
Yeah. 6 in a row.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, they haven't had a bye week yet. Travis Kelce performs when Taylor is in the building.
Yeah. She was wearing her lucky bracelet.
Yes, 87 with a heart.
Yeah.
And Jackson Mahomes was in Taylor Swift's box yesterday. And Taylor Swift has a secret handshake with Brittany Mahomes now. It is getting intense, guys. It's getting way too serious here. You've got Jackson Mahomes in Taylor Swift's box now.
Sorry, I can't believe my mind went there. Okay.
Travis Kelce has an outstanding day. I mean, outstanding day.
Oh, yeah. Almost 200 yards receiving. 179 for a tutty and 12 catches. Like, that's crazy. Only one pass that was targeted at him that he didn't catch. How long until Travis Kelce changes his number to 22?
Never.
Never, ever, ever.
Not much to say about this game. The Chiefs are the Chiefs.
Yeah, it was close actually for the first half a little bit. And then it was very similar.
It was very similar to how when I missed the beginning of the Browns game, it was 7-7 before I knew it. It was 10-10 before I knew it. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a very competitive game. But they pulled away.
Yeah.
And lastly, your second favorite team, the Dolphins, go into Philly. I thought they had a chance to just destroy them. I almost put it on the Dolphins' money line. Glad I didn't. What happened?
So, the problem with the Dolphins is that they're just too predictable. You already know what they're going to do. It's if you know how to stop one thing with them, you got them for the whole game. And it was very blatant. I like Mike McDaniel as a coach a lot, but they just have to be a little bit more versatile rather than just bank on speed. Because you go against a defense like this, you're going to have a problem.
Oh, yeah. I saw Jalen Hurts got a little banged up. Is he going to be questionable for next week?
I don't think so. I saw that he was wearing a knee brace, but other than that, I don't think it's going to be anything crazy. A.J. Brown is just on an absolute tear right now. Devontae Smith had a little bit of a bounce-back game.
Yeah, but what the hell is going on with him? It's driving me nuts that it's all going to A.J. Brown now ever since he started complaining.
Yeah, it kind of seems like that's the type of player he is, though.
Yeah, but it scares me because, you know, I picked him up in the first or second round of my fantasy draft. And actually, it was the second round. But I picked him up in the second round of my draft, and now it's starting to not, you know, pan out for me, potentially thinking about trading him. And I just don't even know what his value is right now because A.J. Brown is definitely wide receiver one at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think it's close.
Nice of them to pick up Julio Jones to then only use him for one reception for 3 yards.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I pretty much expected. I think a lot of people were expecting him to, you know, go out there and replace Devontae Smith, but that's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Especially you pick him up. What day was it they picked him up? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was the day we recorded.
I thought it was crazy that, you know, I was waiting on Jalen Hurts 20 rushing yards and Tyreek anytime. Jalen Hurts had 11 carries for 21 yards. He barely got it, and it was not a pretty, you know, it's not like he did 3 or 4 rushes for 25. It was literally 2 yards here and there.
The tush push, yeah.
Yeah. So glad that panned out. Got Monday Night Football, obviously.
And you got saved by those kneels too, because those he had more. And when he started kneeing, there was someone that lost a huge parlay last night.
Really?
He needed 25 yards, and then he kneeled, I believe, twice.
Oh.
And he, on the third, no, he kneeled three times. And on the third kneel, he took an extra, like, two steps back and kneeled.
Oh, wow.
To kill more time.
Huh. But here's my thing. I did 20, obviously, he got 21 yards. I saw that I won the bet before the game was over.
So that's because yours wasn't part of a parlay. When it's a parlay, it's still active.
It was. It was. Yeah, so
you got lucky then, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he still hit it, but
well, you had 20 yards, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's why it hit then.
Yeah, I understand that. But what happens if he had 20 and then he ends with 21, but what if he took an extra two steps back and it was 19? I already cashed out my, I know, but I already cashed out my bet. Like, I won. It said I won. That's what doesn't make sense to me is, well, then what? Ooh,
that is,
Tyreek scores. He gets 20 rushing yards. Is it because he surpassed 20 and got like 25 at some point? And they're like, well, he's probably not going to go under 20 here.
Probably. Yeah, they probably did that to themselves.
That's something to watch out for in the future, especially with quarterbacks, you know, with kneeling and sacks. But glad it hit.
Yeah, I bet you're glad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to Wednesday's episode, recording with Jason again. I hope everybody's enjoying the lad joining the show to talk about some degenerate gambling. Always a pleasure to get another voice on and to just expand some things that we wouldn't think about. So hope you guys enjoy it too. That's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're also going to find out tonight. We'll probably find out by the time this episode comes out. Which one of us is going to win, Phillies or Diamondbacks?
I have no ties to the Diamondbacks. I just found the shirt in the Guardians warehouse. So, and it's cool. It's got like
it is a cool shirt. I honestly want whoever wins this game to win the World Series.
As do I.
Yeah, but I've been to a few Phillies games. I bought a Phillies jersey. I've always liked the logo too. Played on the Phillies when I was playing in the Little League. So, and Bryce Harper is my favorite player. So it just made sense. So go Phillies. But other than that, guys, I'll let Dylan cash us out.
Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a problem. I love you.